from KQED.
The Legislative Analyst's Office has just released a brief on the rollout of the new local control funding formula for K-12 schools. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tentakulis has the details.
Beginning this year, districts with large numbers of at-risk students will get more state funding, but now they'll have to show improvement in multiple areas, not just testing. They'll also have to decrease their suspension and dropout rates. Districts will have to get more students to speak English proficiently and increase graduation rates across the board. The LAO's Edgar Cabral calls it a step in the right direction. He says there's a total of 8 improvement areas, including
student engagement, school climate, parental involvement. So it's now become a broader conversation and not specifically on standardized tests.
For years, educators have criticized the overemphasis on test scores as a measure of a school's success. The State Board of Education will now come up with a system of checks and balances to make sure districts are spending their money wisely based on these new measures. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.